You're listening to the Spirit Hunters. Find out how to join our now public and free Discord group and support the show at patreon.com/spirithunterpod.
Welcome to Season 3, Episode 42 of The Spirit Hunters. This is Sarah.
Patrick.
Joe. And...
Megan. Girl. It's me, Megan. Old last name hyphen new last name because for some reason I'm anonymous.
Anonymous.
There's a lot of reasons you're anonymous.
You won't forgive, she won't forget.
We hyphenated! So I married our editor. That's the only way.
Yeah, she married her editor. It really was fast. There was like a... It went fast.
We've never met in person. Love the first keystroke.
Oh my god.
Fun fact. That's how I lied to my parents. My mom has been on this podcast before for a quick second.
When I, met her, I was gonna bring it up, and I'm like, that's probably the weirdest fucking thing I could possibly do right now.
Which is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So at the time, she didn't know that we met online, because I was 13 when I met Tommy, who was 15.
That's, not bad at all, honestly.
No, I mean, yeah, he was actually 15, I was actually 13, so good on us. And we used our real pictures when we sent the 4 pixels of, cell phone camera footage to each other for proof, you know what I mean? It was blurry. He could have been anyone. I mean, I could have been anybody. But it worked out. And my parents just found out, at my bridal shower, a month ago, that because we told them that me and Tommy didn't meet on a cruise. We met on the internet. So they're coping with that. And that's okay.
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
So, just a peek behind the curtain. Megan definitely consulted me with regards to helping the person who would eventually go on to officiate, Jareem, who actually made our first theme song. Just keeping it all, within this group, I guess.
That's true. Yeah, thank you, Joe, for really helping me and Jareem figure out what our lives were going to be like.
Yeah.
No idea.
It's actually crazy how connected the wedding, everybody.
Yeah,
it was sick.
I sat around a table I thought would be strangers that you would get along with, and you guys have known each other for years.
I was about to say his name, then I'm like, wait, I don't want to dox someone who's not on this show. But finding out that he's actually fourth cousins with someone else who was in the wedding party who's adopted, and I was like, what?
Oh, wait. T and G are fourth cousins with each other?
Yeah, Tonic and Jin.
Tonic and Jin, wow.
My favorite Detective Conan characters.
Okay, to be fair, this was Tonic saying this. He might have meant it figuratively, maybe they're they were detected as eighth cousins or something. But the thing he threw out was it turns out we're fourth cousins, though she's adopted.
Yeah, so her parents would be blood related loosely too.
Yeah.
But that's great. You know what's also funny? My flower man, who was a 56-year-old uncle of mine, works as a nurse, and one of my bridesmaids works with that uncle, and they realized that when they got down the aisle, when my bridesmaid was standing up with me, and then my uncle was throwing flowers because he wasn't at the rehearsal. So that's also a weird coincidence within the Filipino community.
No, I was going to say, I've been to a lot of Filipino communities where some relative eventually is like, wait, both sides are related, but pretty distantly. And it's just always we just need to quit bringing it up at the time.
Yeah,
let's just pretend it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Technically, it's only through marriage and not through blood. So
For sure. And also, that's not what happened at this wedding, for the record.
No, Tommy is African-American. We're not related. And I'm not.
But wouldn't it be weird if you were related?
Related in the way that all humans are.
Thank you. No, that really did help. Joe really helped me and Dream and Tommy write our wedding, which turned out really well. So thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Do you have any notes for Dream, who wrote our theme song? And
I actually have a message for him.
Yeah, do you?
Trying to say fuck into the microphone in front of the entire wedding.
Oh, that was so funny.
He
kept it so good for the entire thing until, like, the last thing he said was, oh, fuck.
He dropped something and he said, oh, fuck. And I was like, I laughed so hard.
Oh, Megan, I don't know. You could not have seen this, obviously, but I was sunblinded the entire ceremony. For some weird, like, I had some sort of weird light sensitivity. No, it wasn't even a migraine. I had, like, some sort of weird thing where my eyes would just immediately water. The reason I bring this up is I had my eyes closed the entire time and just looked like I was crying until I heard, oh, fuck. And then I kind of cracked up for a second and then I had to stop myself.
No, apparently I cursed too and I didn't realize it. And I tried to figure out when I cursed, but I don't know. It's fine though. It's okay.
It was all emotional in the moment. I actually thought your vows were very beautiful. Tommy's vows were amazing.
It was so cute.
Thanks.
I was tearing up a bit, not gonna lie.
I wish I could have seen any of this.
Oh yeah. I have actual video, so like we can do a little watch party for my wedding.
I think we should put that on this. Is there
I say
we should put on the Spirit Hunters channel.
This is the worst idea. We're not going to dox ourselves. We are going to put footage of ourselves.
Yeah, do you want to put a footage of? I mean, they know what we look like. I think. Like,
actually, that's fair. Yeah, we've definitely shown pictures of us in a basement.
You guys can see my wedding. I mean, it's past. They can't crash it anymore.
You never know. They could get a time machine.
True. They'll just show up to the Paseo for someone else's wedding.
Honestly, truly, that place, I think. Joe, how many times have you been to the Paseo?
I officiated a wedding at the Paseo.
Yeah, exactly. See? Grace has been there like 4 times. Like, it's where the Asian American community in Arizona gets married.
100%. That should be their tagline.
Really?
I guess so. Well, I don't know. Maybe just coincidentally, like, five Asian weddings that I know, Asian American weddings I know happened at the Paseo.
My brother and my sister-in-law wanted it there, but it was not the right capacity. So they're like, well, we can't fucking do it. Also, it's booked up to all hell. And then, like, so they went somewhere else instead.
How busy? What, I mean, what? How was the capacity they needed?
I don't remember off the top of my head. And I'm also not going to be quoting figures here.
Let's do some wedding planning, guys. Welcome to the Wedding Planning Podcast.
The Wedding Plant Hunters. We hunt for wedding deals.
I also will put it out there that, like, it definitely terrified me when he was telling me the figures. I was like, oh, that's, oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to be really transparent, guys, for this podcast, just in case you're thinking about planning a wedding, which I don't know. We had about 150 people. I think about 10 people didn't show up, which was a bummer. Some for really good reasons. Some never told me. Still haven't to this day been like, hey, like, had an emergency, nothing. It's least just for the venue and the food and stuff. It was like, and ours is on like the more less expensive end, $90 a person. If you think about it that way, it was $1,000 for the day, I think, total.
Jesus.
If we really counted everything, like, if we counted everything, the venue only charged us $1,000, but like, every little thing adds up, like anything past like standard like arrangement of flowers. Like, we bought our own alcohol, which we get to return, which was great, but also like,
what?
Because we didn't use like the nice alcohol because I wanted you guys to get the nice alcohol. We just have like backup Kirkland shit.
Yo, Kirkland is decent though.
Kirkland gets the job done.
Kirkland's good. He does get the job done. So yeah, I think, and our wedding was 1,000 ish, I think, maybe a little less. I hope a little less. But if you count like the dress, the makeup, the hair, if you count things like the bachelor,
right,
bachelorette,
everything adds up.
Everything adds up, yeah. So like, we could have done it for technically $5,000, and you guys wouldn't have noticed a difference, except for, I mean, we didn't even have a lot of things like the card box. We forgot things like that. But fun fact, weddings are really, really expensive. But it was a lot of fun. I think it was worth it because I got to spend time with you guys. I didn't spend enough time with you at all, but like, I feel
we tore up the dance floor though.
Hell yeah. I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, we also tried requesting... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Joe.
I was just saying, we tried requesting Smile Bomb as a song near the end of the night, and, like, they definitely were like, yeah, we'll definitely play it, and it never came on.
The only time they, I think, played any request is when I asked for it.
No, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense.
I don't know why. I told them they could, like, just play a song.
I think they were hesitant when we were like, well, you can only really find the Japanese version on Spotify. And then they're like, ah, for sure.
For sure, for sure. But I mean, he knew I played anime intro music. Like, I just played soft anime music for you.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
No, that was great.
Did you walk down the hall to Totoro? Walk down the aisle to Totoro. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think I did. I honestly don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's sort of the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's Totoro, right?
I think that is Totoro.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah, I just think of it as Joe Hisaishi.midi.
Yeah, basically, truly, it was. It was a thing on TikTok I saw, and I, like, downloaded. It was, like, I wish I remembered what the artist's name was, but they just mashed together a bunch of Ghibli songs, and I was like, great, this is what I'm walking down the aisle to.
Awesome.
No, it's good stuff. It was a great time. I was gonna say it was in the top two weddings I went to in the last 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. So it was number two.
Honestly, I don't want to say it to my friends.
I didn't say anything.
That's probably the best wedding I've ever been to. Cap.
No, I honestly had a blast. It was a great time. I do wish we got to spend more time with you guys, but I know that, like, obviously you wish you could have spent more time. I was gonna say with everyone, but that's a lie. With most people there.
Yeah. I did get to talk to some people, but, like, and I did talk to everybody at least one time, except for, like, my mom's friend from, like, college, who, whatever.
That's more like, oh, your parents are there. Yeah. That's for the guests for your parents, not for you, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But, yeah, I wish, the one other regret I have is not getting a picture with just you guys, because I don't think I have one. With everybody.
We got one. We took one.
We have a group picture.
Wait, with Megan?
It was with Megan Tolley. Remember?
Not a whole bunch of other people in it.
Oh yeah.
No, so I could have sworn we did.
Of all of us together, but there's other people involved.
It's just we can cut them out. It's...
Yeah, because I remember standing between you and Tommy, and I was asking, why are you between him and Tommy? I was like, oh, I didn't even realize it. My bad.
Lol.
I don't remember either. To be fair. Alcohol doesn't like me as much as it used to, so like
it's all good.
I do remember 99% of my wedding, but there are some little blank spots, and taking pictures at the end of the night was one of them, because I don't know who I took pictures with or what I was doing, to be honest. But I really appreciate you guys being there, and thank you for coming out, and Joe for coming all the way from New York to come to Arizona.
You absolutely do not need to thank us. We would not miss it for the world, and all had a blast.
Yeah, I was going to move hell and high water at that wedding.
Thanks, guys. We're still recording. I kind of forgot.
We
don't have to have this whole
wedding. I mean, it's only one guy watching.
I was going to say, this is a classic Spirit Hunters episode with me, Patrick, and Megan. We just get distracted about something, but in this case, it's actually something good.
Yeah honestly, I kind of like it. We're covering that now.
It's a real topic. It's a real topic.
Yeah,
hashtag.
Like Anna was there, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
I think it was the first time we were actually all in the same room after, like, quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
Only missing Hannah, so I think that's,
Oh no! I think Patrick means when we were physically all in a room together.
Oh, like at the wedding? Yeah.
Yeah.
First time in a long time.
Because before that, I think it was like when we recorded an episode when I visited and we got pizza.
That was fun.
No, wasn't it your party? Oh no, I don't think Hannah or Sarah was there. Were they?
I don't know. I've had like 7 going away from Arizona parties. Yeah. Anyway,
I tried.
That's
to
true.
I was like, when was the last time we saw Joe? Oh, his going away party. He's like. What? I'm like, yeah, the one. I was like, oh wait, no, that was a different one. What about the one with the pizza? No, that's it. That's his birthday. And then I was like, wait, one was your going away party? Because I missed 3 of them, and I think I went to 1 or 2.
I think one of them was wrapped up with Samir and Joe at one point. I can't remember.
Oh yeah, Megan, did you go to the Joe and Samir friendiversary party?
That's the one I went to. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the one that was at Samir's place, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I remember that one.
And then
I'm glad.
TV on his weird screen.
That was fun.
Oh yeah, we all watched fucking UHD.
That actually was a lot of fun, not gonna lie. That was a great ass bonding.
It was fun, but it was also like, what the fuck are we doing?
Watching this HDTV is C1 or whatever.
Anyways, last time we watched the surprisingly good Yu Yu Hakusho live action stage play, which, you know, Megan, I have a surprise for you. There's a really good Yu Yu Hakusho stage play.
Oh my God, really? Wait, is this the best live action stage play you've seen?
It's the best one for Togashi Works for sure, and then for stuff I've seen, I'd say it's the best one I've seen in general. Like, it was both respectful but also made jokes when it wanted to, but they were like deeply well observed jokes about Yu Hakusho instead of just like they reference like obscure shit. Like, I think they basically obliquely mention Kuroko, like Kuroko Sato, and I'm just like, wow, you guys really went in on this, huh?
I mean, it was pretty much a 10 out of 10 for me, mostly because it didn't have blackface this time.
Yeah, what had
blackface?
Megan, were you not there for that episode that we did, one of the Hunter x Hunter live actions, like something of Zoldyck or whatever, where the person playing Canary was just a woman in blackface?
No, was I? Yeah. I don't remember.
So I had brought on one of my friends who is on the Impossible Coin podcast, who is black. And I think at some point I was like, oh, man, really, really glad they didn't do blackface in this movie. And then we got to that scene. And I was like, oh, my God. I felt so bad because it was like the first time I had us watch something that I hadn't previewed. And I was just like, and he cracked the fuck up during the recording. But it was also the most like insane, like, what the fuck is happening in this show ever?
You know what? Not gonna excuse it, but it would be funny to just be like, do random blackface. Like,
yeah, no, like, but yeah, at the like, end of it, I think me and Patrick were both like, yes, we were also very glad that there was not just a random, like, non sequitur blackface scene.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. They probably weren't thinking.
They for sure were like, we need to get into costume, and what do we need to do? Match these people's skin tones, like,
right. It's like an ignorant, and maybe it's not quite malicious, but it's not right either. Like,
yeah, there's no Hafu people. We totally couldn't just hire, I don't know, any of the number of like black people in Japan or any of the Hafu black Japanese people. We're just gonna do this, I guess.
Yeah, but worst case scenario, do what all middle school productions do, and just
what is that? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, when you ever watch like a high school production of like, what's the one with the sharks and the jets? West Side Story.
Oh, West Side Story. Yeah. Oh man.
That, you know, they're like Latina. Like, I think they're Cuban or they're Puerto Rican, right? And then if you ever go to like a Midwest or like Arizonian, like, or like, you know, Scottsdale, I should say, because we do have a large Hispanic population and Latina population here. They'll just cast all the white kids with like brunette hair.
Yeah, they're like, oh, are you Italian or Jewish? Well, yeah. Guess what? You're Hispanic today.
Oh, man.
And like, you know, that would have been the more appropriate thing. Just whitewash it or Japan wash it, I guess, instead of black. Holy shit.
I have a confession for you guys. It's not about blackface. But
okay.
I was cast in a play in high school as the old Asian man in Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, damn.
Anyone who knows me, even at times in my life where I've looked most Asian, I do not look East Asian. So,
oh no.
Yeah, this was a pretty cynical casting. I'm going to put it out there.
That kind of, I mean, you should
for the thing where you're like, hey, look, Joe is like the one person we know is kind of Asian.
No, that was exactly it. Like, my theater teacher was just like, hey, Joe, I have this role for you in Little Shop of Horrors. And, like, I didn't like doing theater acting much. I mostly took his, like, video classes and stuff. But he was just like, yeah, I have this role for you. You should do it. And then only years later, I was like, oh, that's regrettable.
That's why I did that.
Was this in Scottsdale?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, wait, you went to high school here?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I went to high school in Scottsdale, yeah. Keeping it on. Yeah, no, we're not getting into this.
Oh, right, you can't name the high school. Well, blur this out, Tommy. Wait, what high school?
We're live. We can't blur live. It out, yes.
Wait, what do you mean we're live?
We're on YouTube streaming it live.
Oh, that's what this is?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, at the beginning we said, yeah, we're streaming, just so you know, Megan, we're streaming.
I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what that... I thought that just meant...
I now understand your thought process, but we literally did try to tell you.
I just don't know what that meant.
Tommy, can you time shift this podcast?
Yeah. Tommy, if you could go back in time, and by Tommy, I mean, I still think it's going to be me editing this. I would, you know, like, Tommy has offered to take it back up, but, like, I want to let you guys rest for a while.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
Yeah, for real. Like, let's not do that anytime soon. But, yeah, note to me in the past. Invent time travel. Note to me in the past. Move through time and fix this.
Oh, okay, so God, my sides. Fuck.
When you said one person, you really meant there's, like, one person in here.
Yeah, I was like, how did Megan take that statement, actually?
I thought he just meant, like, in the field, like, the person listening once we, like, release this episode.
Oh, Patrick's roommate, Peter, is here?
Yeah, hi, Peter.
I can get him, but you probably don't want... Okay, good, yeah, because he's probably going to get us canceled.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, so after much ado, this week we're going to stream some of, but not all of, the Hunter x Hunter games and see if they are similarly refreshing. I bet not. You better get ready.
Fuck no, they won't be, dude.
So?
Oh shit, I should probably do that.
Wait, what are you doing?
Loading up a game.
Oh, nice. Well, I'll just start talking. Today's plan, much like our now ancient Yu Hakusho games episode, is that we're going to play through some games, discuss the gameplay, their production, and how they fit into history and the series. We'll record our video and post it, but we'll also describe what we see for our listeners. We're using the Mr. FPGA to play what games we can run. Let's go. Patrick, how's it going?
Pretty good. I'm loading up the first game, which is Those Who Inherit the Will. I don't know which will they inherit, but hopefully they inherit it good.
It's the poor will from Spaceballs, actually.
So,
Those Who Inherit the Will was a game released on June 1st, 2000, developed by Bandai, and it's an RPG of sorts. I've seen it basically described as an adventure game where you have a roulette to stop a text box, and you do text entry through the in-game web/internet and need-to-know Japanese. So... I don't think we're gonna play that for this for that long because it's difficult in our current level of education / practice.
Yeah, I don't know kanji. Oh, look, that's in English. Hajime, the first one.
Get ready.
Hajime means start.
I thought Hajime means like get ready, like Hajime no Ippo, start of Ippo.
Nope. So it's the first one. Sorry, I should say top
one. Oh yeah, no, I was just looking on the options. I just wanted to see. Oh, just save files.
I'm going to pull up Google Translate because last time we tried doing Translate actively, not like through character entry, but through photo entry, and I'll see if I'm able to get much of anything.
Can we tell the story about how we confirmed a ship last time?
Yeah, so we had a failed stream of this previously, and during that, we definitely ran the image translate, and there was a lot that, like, I'm 99% sure was just a bad translation, where it was just Gon and Killua talking about cum or something.
They're like, I had sex with you or something like that. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, Megan, we're not joking. Yeah. This is, like, legitimately what it said, but, like, we don't have any context for why it said this. Because we think it's maybe just misreading some kanji combinations, but we're not sure.
Yeah, because the kanji's kind of, like, blurry, too.
Yeah, let me see if I can...
Search for Jin.
Yeah, because I saw the...
Either it's blurry, or it's conspiracy theory. Someone at Google loves this ship and is trying to spread the word, no matter how obscure way they can do it.
But I found the text, it was, Killua, you and I had sex, Ko. And it says, I'll make you come.
Did it really?
That's what it says verbatim.
We don't know if that's what it really said in Japanese, but we do know that's what it definitely said in the translation.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. If anybody is listening in the chat for the Discord, which you won't get a link for it, but I mean, look at our Facebook. You'll find it eventually. There's links that you'll find it. I'll put it in the chat. You guys could see the debauchery of what...
It says, Killua, this is Minato of Dore.
Minato.
Going past through here during Hunter battle.
Should I go slowly through this or?
No, just go as fast as you want, man. I'm just gonna bring stuff up as it occurs, because like otherwise we're gonna be spending forever on this, and we got a lot of games to cover.
Yeah, I'm just gonna. Okay, so.
Someone who
holy fuck! holy fuck, gameplay. It's a big change from when we just had text-based adventure last time.
Okay, this looks like fucking Legend of the River King.
Is that a good game or nah?
It's a game, it's a JRPG, well no, it's not a JRPG, it's a Japanese adventure game where you fish. And so your random battles are you fishing.
Nice, that sounds exciting.
I thought this just looked like Pokemon, I'm sorry guys.
No, so Legend of the River King definitely, it was around the same era as Pokemon, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're cut from similar cloth. But just Pokemon's like a much better game.
Style.
Yeah, similar style, similar like techniques that people were using to make RPGs.
So you have to find Dore? Is that what you're looking for?
That's Dore, what I read, but I'm not sure.
You're in Dore.
Well, he doesn't want to talk to me.
With, that's right.
Oh, I can't read that fast.
Yeah, sorry.
He said be careful at the end, I think.
Wish
that... It's not like I can actually read anyway. You know what? Keep going.
So, it looks as though... So, just to clarify, he is traveling through, like, a 2D Pokemon-style black and white, top-down RPG-type thing, talking with people. It appears in the text bubbles they show Gon and Killua, because it looks like they're the ones who are in the party right now. I wouldn't be surprised if you get, you know, the main four, and then maybe special guest Hisoka or something like that. But beyond that, none of us could really tell what's going on, and it doesn't appear that he can go in any or most of the buildings. It does look like he's going through a town that's just, like, in the shadow of Mount Moon. Obviously, it's not actually Mount Moon, but man, you'd be hard-pressed to find differences.
Kind of looks like it. I'm just trying to talk to anybody, see if I can move forward. Let's speak of Japanese. Those two guys in suits did not move forward. Mysterious dude, maybe...
I was gonna say, with Megan here, maybe we could actually, like, pause briefly on some of these.
If you think they're important.
If we can just read whatever this lady's saying, just give us some hints where the fuck we're going. I have no idea.
I would be interested to read about the data structures Japanese programmers had to employ to successfully include enough kanji to be understandable, just because, like, it's a lot more difficult than, hey, you just have 26 characters you rearrange. Do you know about the rides you can take when you arrive at the boat?
Airships are great, but they're expensive. They're difficult to fly. Ships and trains are in the gear. Takes
okay,
a while.
So this person seems like they're actually giving you relevant information.
To go into the ship team?
Airships are a big deal.
This is like the worst version of an escape room.
Yeah.
Unless you are bourgeoisie. Okay, I guess I won't go on the ship if I'm bourgeoisie. Anybody in...
Yo, this is a game that's just about moving to another country and just having to navigate.
Is anybody here in the chat in bourgeoisie?
Oh, that's a guy. Maybe the guy's called.
But they say I'm off today.
Oh. Wow. Thanks. That's it. I'm reporting to your boss to get you fired for no reason. Please ask the guide.
Overtime, please stay with the guide. I don't know what that means if he's saying he's on overtime.
Is there a different guide? Wasn't there a different guide?
Oh, is that fucking water next to you? I was interpreting it as stone. Wow.
Yeah, that's water. I thought you guys knew it was water.
No.
I mean, it's more...
like the border?
It was obvious when I saw, like, the boat ties, but, like, when I saw the top, I definitely thought it was, like, mountain. Because I was interpreting the protrusions from the ocean as, like, shadow.
How do you say grandma in Japanese? Uchi-san?
Oh. No.
Opa-san?
One is aunt, and one is grandma.
Oh, there you are. Me?
Okay, I think we're not making progress. I'm
That's
down to
right.
go to the next game if you guys are.
Your John's name is coming out.
Excuse me?
I was forced to wear a candle.
What?
Relatable, guys.
Yeah, this person says made to wear a wax. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I'm not... Okay, let's...
Alright, next game that's not garbage. Alrighty.
Okay, so are you going to Hunter's Genealogy or something else?
Whatever's the next on the list, I'll go to.
Wait, so what was that game described as?
That was described as an RPG, but with... Or, like, an adventure game where you have a roulette to stop a text box, but maybe I just saw something deeper into the game than we saw.
Oh, like, we were in the tutorial, but we couldn't get past this tutorial.
Honestly, that's probably exactly what happened.
Well.
A super fun game, we just don't know.
Probably should learn Japanese.
Is this legal?
Megan, shut up.
Okay.
Absolutely goddamn not. Crap, I forgot the Noribishi no Greed Island. Territory Stone.
Oh, you're skipping Hunter's Genealogy? Or
no, I'm going. Hunter's Genealogy is on Game Boy.
Oh, yeah, wait. Were you. But did you do Those Who Inherit the Will?
That was the first one
that's
we did.
WonderSwan. Yeah, good call, good call. So, which one are you doing right now?
The next one, unless Hunter's Genealogy, I'm guessing is Hunter no Keifu?
Hunter no Keifu. I mean, I might have that under a different. I might have that under another name, you know, just under an English translation of the name.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Kifu or I don't speak it's it only has it in kanji.
Hunter no Keifu.
Genealogy.
Oh no, it is Hunter's Genealogy. Yeah, Keifu is Hunter's Genealogy.
All right, coolio.
I've never heard that word before.
I mean, I feel that's, like, very much like a, boy, hey, this word is directly calc'd from Chinese, and, like, you're not going to use this ever.
Yeah, that drives.
Righty. More Japanese? I don't understand. Hunter, Hunter, that... I'm pretty sure it's the first one, but I'm somewhat around the other. What the hell was that?
So this one is June 15th, 2000. By Konami as a strategy game, and you enter the Hunter exam as a custom character, and you do kind of tactics gameplay, including foot races at the beginning of the exam, and you do the gourmet Hunter search as well. So this seems like we'll actually take us through the Hunter exam with like just like some weird OC.
Do you want to do story, or do you want to fight a computer?
I want to see the story, man. I want to see your OC.
Okay, OC, do not steal.
Patrick the Hedgehog, let's go.
Yeah. Irate, famous IRA member. I mean, what? Hunters are all over the world. It's like this. I'm looking for an item.
Yes?
It's about those who put their lives on the line. Hashtag, something. The hell was that? In order to make this happen, one person would have to crumple the soil every 10 minutes. Yeah.
Mine says it would take one person for every 10 days. Yeah, I don't.
You'll have a difficult pass test to pass. Let's do that. That's what he's saying.
Get punished. What the fuck?
If you receive a medical emergency, please write in the medical. You might medical aid it on your oboe card.
Sorry, what did you say, Megan?
Is that a potato?
No, that's bean.
Oh.
It's a legume.
Alright, it is enough to read your name. What am I? Very much... Hunter exam card, very much like Setake. Very much Setake? What the hell is Setake?
So, I think this is
the name over there.
Oh, the how fat I am. I'm gonna be massively... Massively big, massively tall.
Let's just fucking RP as Miliki.
Which one's... That one's female, right? The one that's downwards?
Yeah.
Character creation.
Do you want really tall or really short for Miliki?
No, you can just be whatever you want, man.
Really tall it is. What the heck is that even saying?
Everyone who plays like RPGs, how long do you spend in the character creator of games?
Not super long, but like probably longer than I'd like to, honestly.
In name,
Yeah, I spent a long time.
Yeah, like Baldur's Gate, you have a decent amount of options. Like, it's not infinite, which is
oh my god.
How do I switch?
Yeah, there's a lot. Character. It makes me the Guardian too.
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, Megan, are you playing it too?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm Ethereon like immediately because I got uncomfortable because me and Tommy were playing together. But then I encouraged him to romance Shadowheart because he has like a female character because I just wanted to see it play out. I was like, well, shit.
Yeah.
Now I kind of want to romance Asterion, but like I can't because I think I friend-zoned him. So they didn't give me options for dialogue.
Patrick is spending time on making his name, but he's using the symbols he recognizes, like 1337, and then a character that means something else, but he's using as a zero.
Aiming. The thing is that I can't.
Patrick, do you want me to help you write your name?
I think Elite Box is going to be my name. I just like how
that lead box.
I just like how I can
1337 row. That's what you
1337 row. Perfect. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm going 3-7 row. Yo, you cool as fuck, 1-7 row. We're gonna give you some good shit. We're gonna... That's not what it says. That's right, before I forget, choose your training master.
Oh man, do you get to choose, like, Wing or, like... Let's see who the fuck you get to choose.
Can I pick Wang Chung?
No, no, see who you can pick otherwise than Wing. I wanna see...
Some lady...
Who the fuck is that?
That dude.
Okay, so they have Wing...
Wing... Wait, what is his name?
Wang Chung?
They have, someone named...
Kade.
Yeah.
Is that what it says in the translate? Because I'm bad at reading.
It says cruel.
It says Kage no Jiro Shoku, something like that.
Kage no Jutsu?
No, it keeps on changing what it says for me, so I'm...
Oh, I meant her, the name. Tsurano. Oh, wait, no, that's a...
Oh, their name is Curl?
Curl.
Yeah, Kadu.
Yeah, you're right, it's Curl. Slash Kadu.
What about this? I'm pretty sure that's a guy.
Nazo no Otoko.
Mysterious
man. He just looks like he's a Yamabushi who's secretly a Tengu, which is what I think they're going for.
So I'm kind of leaning towards Mystery Man, because I'm all about that movie Mystery Man.
A Tengu is
the masked fighter.
Oh,
what?
Oh my god. It's the masked fighter. But a Tengu is a mythical creature that is associated with Shintoism, who is like a bird creature, though the name like literally means, I think, like sky dog.
Sky dog, my favorite. So I'm thinking Mystery Man, but I like Curl too. What do you guys think? Or should we just go classic Wang Chung?
I mean, whatever you want to do. I mean, I think it says something about, like, their abilities in the below. Abilities in the bottom, but I don't have enough context. You do whatever you want, man. We're exploring.
Wing it is.
Diving through the cards.
Alright. I'm just gonna skip all this. We don't need to... Blah, blah, blah. Whale Island.
So, wait, I forget. Is this WonderSwan or a Game Boy?
Game Boy.
Okay, yeah. We should definitely give an intro to WonderSwan when we get to it. It was a portable system. We'll talk more about it in a second, but it was a portable system that came out in Japan as sort of a rival to the Game Boy and Game Boy Color and never came out in the US. It had some notable games on it, which never got ported. So now there's the captain from the ship from the beginning of Hunter x Hunter. I guess your self-insert character is just like New Gon, I guess.
A fat Gon. I made him the heaviest and the tallest I could.
So now you're talking with a chef at what looks to be like a soba place? I'm not sure.
Give me some soba, dude.
Like the nest or like the galley.
Yeah.
Okay, let's like...
Oh, now you're in the tunnel where you're gonna do that race, I guess. We're not reading the what it says, it's just...
I mean, it's obvious.
Oh, you get the pick, so...
There's just someone who seems to be in trouble. Oh wait, I didn't get the pick. It didn't give me an option. Start talking and do nothing. Start talking. Hey, it's the person that got murdered violently.
Her name is Ponzu.
Yeah, what did I say? I said dead body.
Yeah. Sad.
Is it picking for you or are you picking for you?
I'm picking, because I'm just... Oh, bald.
Oh, yeah, it's a... ninja-like man, and it's obviously, what's his name? God, how am I forgetting his name?
Ian-sum?
Sorry?
Ian?
No, what the fuck is his name? Oh, this is embarrassing.
Were you thinking?
Oh, God, not this man.
The bald ninja guy from, like, the beginning. Oh, so Tonpa's here.
Oh, great, Tonpa's here.
I wanted to say Kazemaru, but that's just, like, Yu Hakusho equivalent.
Oh, God, run. The villain's here.
Oh, and Tizuka. Wait, why is he
Tizuka? That's the manga thing.
So he did in the first couple manga covers and the 99 anime.
When did this come out?
This was 2000, so this would have been, yeah, with the 99 anime. Also, Hanzo is the name of the guy I was thinking of.
That Hanzo. So when this came out, how long did games take to make?
I mean, it depended. It depended a lot, but a game like this probably took, like,
Year, year and a half.
8 months. 8 months, year. Year and a half if you're really stretching it, but I doubt they did that for this. But it was usually small teams.
Yeah, because they're not. It wasn't as difficult. Let's drink. Should we drink or not drink it?
Well, no, did you give yourself poison resistance or not? You really need to answer this question.
No, man.
Right. Don't drink this.
I'm not answering that.
What'd you select?
I selected don't answer.
Oh.
I just ignored. Oh god, beard. Mustache man.
Got, so Totes is here. He's lecturing us with his hair color from the 99 version.
Totes, my goats.
Oh, okay, now the gameplay. You are on what appears to be a tactics screen. I think you're getting a message about how to play, but we're not going to fucking read it. So I think they're going to show you how to move around, and I bet you just have to do a race in a turn-based game, which sounds terrible.
Can't hit the button.
Is this the hunter exam?
Yes.
Oh. So knowledge of the anime would probably help.
Yeah, honestly, this does kind of seem like it's a quiz of, like, how well you know the show.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I think you might want to actually read this part, I guess. Oh, I think you went the wrong direction, because they all seem to be running a certain way.
Okay,
we go up. Fuck if I know. Alright, bye, loser.
Is it a quiz? Like, you have to get questions right.
So I think you have to select your character and then choose walk a certain direction, maybe? So, it's flickering a lot, and this was used in a lot of old games. If you had too many sprites on screen, aka too many, like, characters or too many objects, you had to flicker them in order to not just, like, overwhelm the CPU and make it run to a crawl.
I'm trying to walk in this direction.
I think this is a game that's probably appealing if you're, like, someone who, like, really likes memorizing the details of the show and kind of, like, figuring out what you would do in those situations, but it definitely requires Japanese language skill we do not have.
Yeah, we're kind of... for people who do an anime podcast, I do search height item, start talking, do scream.
There's an item. You can get an item. That's the fourth one now.
I think that's use an item, I think, right?
It might be use an item, but let's see.
You don't have an item.
You just fucking drink some juice.
You don't have an item. Yeah.
I'll do whatever that is. Move for it. The worst that can happen.
Do you have to go in the question mark?
Fuck.
I think we're way behind, but
Oh god, didn't.
You know, I think I'm good on this game, if you guys want to go to the next one.
Yeah, this one kind of sucks.
Too much trying to read Japanese, we don't know how to read.
Yeah, I can see why the Hunter games aren't really well known for their wanting played.
So let's go to each one's determination. So,
I don't know the one.
Fuck, is this one on? I think I rearranged it so that it was by date rather than system. It is... What the fuck system is this?
Like Advance.
I think it is Game Boy Advance. So just to kind of give everyone an idea of what system was out at the time. Oh no, this is appears to be the Wonderswan Color.
Yeah. Yep. Went to the Wonderswan.
So yeah, Patrick, tell us a little bit about the Wonderswan when you have a second.
All right, let me just get to.
Sounds good. I'll tell you guys some details. Oh, go ahead.
So basically, the Wonderswan is like pretty much it was a Japanese only, console. It pretty much was like the Neo Geo Pocket Color, except worse, or except less, I mean, more obscure. So I meant, how many of you besides me and Joe know what the Neo Geo Pocket Color is? I think that
The crickets are what I would expect.
So it's more obscure than that. So this never got released in the United States at all. Basically, this was actually made by Gunpei Yokoi, the man that worked at Nintendo and made the Game Boy. I guess he left Nintendo for... I actually forgot where he's...
He left Nintendo because of the phenomenal failure of the Virtual Boy.
Oh, right, yeah. The Virtual Boy bombed so hard he left Nintendo. And they went to Bandai and made this WonderSwan, which actually is a really neat console. Like, I mean, it's not a bad console, just really Japanese-focused. Not a lot of, like, games that you really want to be going your way to play. As it's like, it's pretty much on par with the Color. It came out, like, around the same time as the Game Boy Advance, but it's like, well, the Swan Crystal did, but it was on a lower level of that. Like, it's still on hidden Game Boy. And I guess he left after a while, then he died because he got hit by a car.
So. Yeah, he died in the same way as, like, Nuja Base, where he was on, like, an exit to, like, a Tokyo expressway and, like, just got hit.
Oh, wow, he died before this was...
Wait, really? Wow. So this was... Fuck, was this his last game? I guess he wasn't working on the game. He worked on the system. Never mind.
Yeah, so he probably worked on the first WonderSwan, because they had the Color and then the Swan Crystal. So...
Four people.
Honestly, this is like a pretty gorgeous looking game for like the low power of this system.
Yeah. What time? When was this?
Oh yeah, now I'll get to the data about the game. So this is April 26, 2001. Notice that Hisoka's hair color is now red, meaning that they've already made that switch. Developed by Bandai, the genre is RPG, but did you guys ever play the Monster Rancher games back in the day? You know, the one based on that anime about the kid who rollerblades at monsters that he unlocks from, like, stone discs that are just a stand-in for CD-ROMs?
There's also an anime for it, too.
Monster Rancher?
Yeah, it was definitely a formative show for me.
I watched the anime.
Yeah, I definitely get that theme song stuck in my head sometimes. But the reason I bring it up is the battle system of this game is very similar, where it's basically two people, they show high-quality inlays of them, but, like, really the action is occurring on a line at the top where it's like, what distance are you from each other? And then, like, you do different moves based on, like, what distance you are from each other and selecting shit. It's really hard to explain, you'll just have to see it in motion. I'll put it this way, it's a genre I don't really love.
Not a level of lost. I believe we started playing this. We didn't play it. Oh, God. I'm just gonna roleplay it. Oh, hey, Killua. Oh, hey, Leora. How's it going? Oh, Gon, you're here too. Why are you looking so sad for it? Why you be sad, boy? I'm not a sad boy. I'm actually a little bit. With you,
I have
Killua.
A little bit more background info if you're interested.
Yeah, probably will be a little bit more interesting than me doing whatever I was.
Yeah, so it's quote-unquote, this is from the Hunter Hunter wiki, but it's an adventure in battling between four different routes where you can play as Hisoka, Gon and Killua, Kurapika and Leorio. And akin to the likes of Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom, exploration segments involve selecting word commands to interact with the environment. These include talk, take, move, etc. In certain instances, selections may be removed or replaced for the story's sake. In battles, the player character is represented by the left peg at the top of the screen. Each of the character's sprites are in the middle area. The bottom features four buttons from left to right, back, attack, train, and forward. To land attacks, the player must raise their Nen through their aura bar. If the latter is too low, the train ability or waiting must be done instead. And then it lists, like, hey, what moves you have, such as Zetsu, Ten, Gyo, In, Han, Zen, and Shi, Katsu, and Hatsu. I don't know if all of those are ones that we've covered on the show, slash I think some of them they just made up. Like, for instance, I don't think Zen is a thing. But, yeah, that's all the data I have on it. Patrick, if you just want to kind of get through this part and then see if we can just get to a first battle or whatever, because I think that's all we're going to get from this, because this seems like we'll need a manual.
Emmanuel or A-manual?
Yeah, Emmanuel. Actually, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, my favorite brother. That's actually my uncle's name. Get him on here. He didn't speak any Japanese. He said...
That wouldn't help us. He doesn't speak English. Like, I was like, does this man only speak Portuguese?
No, he does speak Portuguese though. That thing's kind of funny. Well, not funny. It's cool.
Why is that funny?
It's cool. It's just coincidental. We said Emmanuel.
Lol.
But anyways, I translate one thing, Lee Gon, then hit it once and change the plate. That's my new rap. Hit it once, change the plate.
You know, in retrospect, I probably should have played to, like, a good point in each of these games and then just given you the save states.
It's all good. all the totes, my goats.
Hey, Megan, so I know it's been a while since you've been on. Gonna put it out there, our normal episodes are not like this.
Wait, huh?
No, I just mean, even in the intervening time, we haven't just turned into whatever this episode is.
It's just that...
We just started streaming, we're just like, we're, what's that thing people stream on?
Not Twitch?
Kick?
Twitch, yeah. Twitch? We're just Twitch streamers now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I actually have devices glued to me that if they donate, it shocks me violently.
There's so much text and no action yet. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, man,
regular, like, oh!
Oh, you get to choose the path. Yo, Hisoka path, we gotta
Hisoka,
do it.
Hisoka.
No file. Level 15, HP 300. Okay, I picked him. Can we go? Oh, there we go. That's
you might
weird.
Have to press start Let's rather see. Than...
Oh, we're good. I had to click him again.
Oh, cool. So he's on, like, a secret route that you had to play all the other four first to get it?
No, that would not... That would not happen until... The visual novel Hunter.
Oh, that's a real thing.
No, I don't think that's a real thing. I'm just fucking making that up.
This is feeling like a fucking visual novel.
That would actually make a lot of money.
Probably.
This is actually probably how much like video games talk in general. It's just we don't understand the language, so harder for us.
Well, and keep in mind, so much of like adventure games were defined by Japanese games.
Yeah.
Damn, are we
okay,
in the
so
Heaven's Arena?
Arena? They have the anime only ref. Who was not in the manga. Oh, the 1999 anime-only ref.
Of course.
Oh, it's Hisoka fighting Castro. Why do I remember Castro and not people like Satotes and Hanza?
I mean, good old Fidel never let us down.
Fair.
All the way from Keith.
Okay, so I think this is going to be our first battle. You're going to get to reenact Hisoka's close-up magic number trick. Okay, if you want, you can totally... We can translate what the commands say, because this might actually be a time where it's worth doing.
You guys could do that. That'd be great. Something happened.
Wait, are you able to spend time between turns, or is it making you choose?
I didn't spend time.
Oh, okay, cool. I was worried that it was shooting you through. Just a sec.
Wow, I tried to get that thing. It just made a blurry image on that. At.
Yeah. This is, my...
Mata-Z.
The one to the right is just Hunter script.
Yeah, this is all Hunter script. What the fuck?
No, that one's a kanji.
Oh, so it's Hunter script until you go over it, I think.
Oh, cool. I still can't read it, but very cool.
Pound sign.
Yeah, the second one says Mota, and I don't...
Wow, training.
That looks familiar. That almost looks like fish, but I don't think that's it. That means...
Previous.
Oh, maybe it's key, like... Oh.
Is it after? No.
Maybe it's backwards?
This 12.
It's like...
It's just saying 12 for me.
Let me write up kanji. I know that kanji is kind of boring.
So, fun story. A lot of people play games like this back in the day before translation patches. People would play imported games and just sit there with a dictionary for hours. That was a step too far even for me as a kid.
I mean, it could be worse. You could print out all the translation guides from Game FAQ and have to look through the entire giant book of it.
Hold on.
But that's why you go to your dad's office and print it out on his works printer. They won't miss 300 sheets of paper.
Yeah, I don't know, Patrick. Just make a move. See what happens.
Y'all move, dude. Oh, he's getting close to me.
Oh, you did the move back one. Try the move forward one. See what happens. It's all the way to the right. I think there was one further to the right. Yeah, you're just staring at each other menacingly so far.
Can I get closer, please? Okay, there we go. We're making some fucking beef stew right now.
Are we winning? Are we losing? We don't know. Oh, I see. Your little character is in the front.
Yep. Now
okay.
Kiss.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, can we talk about Hisoka's like hit confirm photo, which is just him looking very hot?
Go to the middle one. Maybe that one.
There we go. Punching.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn! Look how bloody that
in
dude.
Back. In the back. Okay.
Nice, we're 269, guys.
Hell yeah.
Is he at 269?
We're at 269.
We're at nice percent.
You know, 13 squared plus 10 squared.
The one to the left, I think, is forward. Oh, no, that one's forward. Wait, I'm not confused.
Lock that dude.
Yeah, I never want to play a game like this in my life. I'm going to put it out there.
It's like rock, paper, scissors, but, like, confusing.
Yeah, there were a lot of, like, old school... Like, there was a Yu Hakusho game that we played on that episode that was kind of like this, but minus the spatial quality.
This is, like, just, like, a tug-of-war thing where I have to, like, keep moving?
I think it's a tug-of-war combined with rock, paper, scissors, combined with, like,
Yeah, this is the first level, so I can, like...
Oh, yeah, we could just own this probably by just pressing forward repeatedly. But, like, I think later it's kind of like, oh, how much ki do I have? And, like, I mean, how much nin do I have? And, like... Will that affect the probability of them pulling certain rock, paper, scissors bullshit?
I'm just trying to push the
numbers.
Are you just trying to beat him and then, like, we'll just be done with it?
I'm trying to do whatever I can to get this game to not do things.
78 HP.
Yeah, I read that part too.
Can I punch this dude, please? Dodged it. There you go.
Oh, you dodged. Oh, damn.
Oh, that's dodge. Okay.
That was
okay.
Sick.
Am I winning? Am I winning, son?
Get his ass.
They call me Patrick Beater of Ass.
Is that block?
Well, it's me.
Oh, no, that's punching.
There you go. We're making...
Wow.
Ooh, dodge that
damn,
shit.
You're forcing him back.
Yeah, you get back there.
This is the least action-packed battle I've ever seen.
Wow.
Dude, isn't this game so much fun, guys? Do you?
We're losing this whole time. We don't know.
Yeah, anymore. It's like Patrick, you're really bad at games. It's like you got him to the red. You're not supposed to do that.
Someone who can actually speak Japanese and watch this and be like, "Holy shit, these
guys!" These guys.
Patrick, I think the thing they actually said is, "Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick."
Oh yeah.
50% something. That was in. Oh, we got pushed back.
Oh shit, no, I don't want to do that. Alright, I'm punching him really hard right now. I think. Ow.
Oh.
About the fucking Falcon punch.
Oh shit, that's RHP, I guess now.
Oh, he dodged it. He dodged my attack.
He's a genius.
Big G.
I never want to see this game again. I'm going to put it out there.
Come on, you're not having fun?
You're right. Now that I think about it, this is a blast.
Dude, this is like the most fun I've ever had in a video game ever. Like, this is making Legend of Zelda look like us looking at paint dry.
I thought you were going to say like something like Legend of Suck or something.
Legend of Suck.
You guys want to know something really heartbreaking since we're talking about video games?
Not really.
Please.
I'm just joking. That's...
So I have a Switch, right, and I have so many hours of, like, Zelda and Hades and Tetris. Tetris on there, but Tetris is fine because it's online. But I just have a lot of hours, like, hundreds of hours logged into my Switch for, like, various games. My nephew accidentally took my Switch with him on the way to home, and he doesn't live in Arizona.
Oof.
And what had happened was, and I have his Switch, so he accidentally switched Switches. I was like, oh, no big deal.
Nice.
Get mine. Fun fact, he got in trouble, and his mom threw away his Switch, which was actually my
Switch.
Oh,
no.
All of my stuff is gone.
Didn't back up online?
Like, legitimately brutal.
It's really sad. It's fine.
Maybe he backed up online at all, or?
Nope. I could get all my games back, but, like, my Hades save file, my, like, my
Ooh.
Zelda.
Your Animal Crossing Village?
I've mapped out. Both Zelda games too. So Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Ouch.
Zelda, whatever the other one is. Tears of the Kingdom. Both of them are gone. Which I've done so much work in those games that I don't want to restart. Even though I technically still have those games. Like, I just don't want to play it again. So.
I'm sorry. That's.
That's a bummer. But that's my tragic story about my Switch. Oh, did we win? Oh, we still haven't won.
I'm still trying to punch this dude. He's not dying, dude.
Well, you don't know how to win.
Yeah, if we don't kill him in the next, like, two moves, I say we switch to the next game.
Okay, I think he should be off the arena. There we go, yeah. There we go, we knocked him out of the arena.
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Yay! Hisoka murdered that dude.
Hisoka killed a man. We've done a universally recognized good.
Exactly.
I like Hisoka's like speech bubbles that they just have random like card symbols. I don't know why, but
to be fair, that's also how he texts.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely up there. He's definitely up there with, you know, the Twitter responses that just have claps between every word that say, like, hire more minority prison guards.
Hire more hunters.
His text just said, gone, 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 like, 8 times.
Oh, no! Okay, that's a sign that we're switching to the next
and
game,
his
one.
His tongue is sticking out. He's thirsting after gone in these speech texts.
Sorry, we're gonna get banned from Twitter. We're gonna get banned from, YouTube, because we haven't doxxed anybody, so if we did, we would have been good.
They literally wrote like A-H-H-H-H, but in Japanese.
Wait, did they just write,
and then gone.
Okay, yeah, well, I'm glad we're switching from that game. We never need to play that again.
Alright, what's the guided ones? What system is this for? One. I'm missing this. Is this another Wonder Swan?
I think it's a Wonder Swan game. It was released on August 23rd, 2001, developed by Bandai. It's another RPG.
Is there a music game we can play? Like, I think that'd be fun.
Also, this game is just like the one we just played, but it's set in York New. We can skip this game. Go to Wonder Swan Green Island.
We played it already. This is the one with the sex thing, remember?
Oh, yeah.
This is the one with the sex thing?
Yeah, this is the one. This is the one with the sex thing.
Oh, look, so much fun.
It also had a very long intro.
Let's skip to Wonderswan Green Island. We do not need to do this.
Wonderswan Green Island. Wow. What did the Wonderswan look like? Did it look like a swan?
No, it just kind of looked like a Game Boy.
Wow.
That's shitty.
That is fun.
But it did have the horizontal form factor that like the Game Boy Advance did.
Okay, Wonderswan.
It looked more like an N-Gage.
Okay, well, the N-Gage didn't exist yet. Also, wait, I forget. Was the Wonder Swan one that you could, like, change the rotation because it had buttons on different sides or something?
Fuck if I know.
I never played one. I've played a Neo Geo Pocket Color, and that shit's a blast. But
yeah, Neo Geo Pocket Color is the OP, is a greatness. You guys have...
It doesn't look too bad. It's just awkward because there's, like, one side of buttons only. There's, like, two directional buttons.
This is the auction woman who's built like she's in Pixar.
Oh, well, Biscuit's here. Oh, this is pretty good. Is this the same console?
Yeah.
Why is he hat?
Yeah,
he
I was gonna
really
say.
Now
this
it's
looks
gone
like
okay.
It was made by like a Korean MMO developer in like 2006.
Let's try to get a Dune. Boom. Well, I'm really dumb. I was about to put the translator up to the 2! I'm pretty stupid.
Is your translator on your phone? Or what's that guy's name?
It says Gera.
It says Gera,
yeah.
Yeah,
you should see what Google Translate says his name is.
Oh, God.
It says Tezgera for me.
Also, I just realized we have a special guest, apparently.
Austin, welcome to the chat.
Oh, hey, Finn, what's up? My ears.
Oh, God, my ears.
You're so blown out. Hold on.
My ears.
Who's Lawson?
I'm sorry.
Well, I still love you, Lawson.
Hey, sorry about that. How do I sound?
Sound better now. My ears aren't bleeding anymore.
Good.
I apologize. I was recording some stuff and I had my mic turned way up. I'm so sorry.
Megan, just real quick. Lawson is a friend of ours who runs the Ballin' Out Super podcast. Shout outs to Ballin' Out Super and Talking Naruto, who has guested a couple times since you have been gone.
I met this person and I'm just like.
No, you've never met him. So Megan is like an OG cast member of our show who has been gone for a while because she was preparing for her wedding.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm married, though.
Yeah.
That's typically what happens after a wedding.
So is my co-host. He got married this month. Oh,
guess what? They got married together.
We're married!
Hey!
Someone tell me his name.
It's Benel. He's been on our show.
Oh, I know Benel.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I don't know Benel. I'm not on the show as much as I
can. We think we know Benel. We think. I actually don't know who Benel is.
Me and Benel, Mary. Totally. Yeah.
Wait, so what is this Pokemon Hunter x Hunter? What is happening?
Thank you.
We don't know. We were just dealing with punching a guy on the screen in a turn-based strategy until we hit him off screen, and then we stopped playing.
This is a different game. So this one is Wonderswan Greed Island, released March 24th, 2003, developed by Bandai. It's a tactical RPG with cards and a top-down traversal system, and it follows the source closely, apparently pretty deep. So I might be misremembering, but maybe I saw this one being like one where you get in sort of like Mega Man Battle Network style maps and then like punch each other or something. I guess we'll see, because since Gero's about to do your Nen test, and I think you'll probably have an intro battle with him is my guess.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get past. Oh, that's that one dude.
I forgot about that guy entirely.
He's dead, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, were you just moving that, or was it moving it for you?
Auto-moving.
Okay, because it was going fast, so I was like, yeah, so we've been running Google Translate every once in a while to try to figure out what's being said, so if you get another map, like, if you get another menu like that, let's maybe check, but if we're just going through, fuck it, he's just saying whatever, who cares.
Wait, so, Patrick, are you playing this?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Playing off my Mr. FPGA.
Oh.
We're streaming.
Wait, how do we do this, Patrick? How do we be illegal?
We download a bunch of games illegally from internetarchive.com. I typed in Hunter x Hunter games illegally download.
2003. So that was the original anime. No, the original anime ran for how long?
I think it's 99 to 2002.
Still going at this time. It was from like I think it was from like 99 to 2003 or 4. So it was probably still around.
Oh, cool.
Man, they got the details of gameplay.
This is just the thing with the message from what's his name,
Jing.
He was like, yeah, if you think you're gonna find out information, you just go F yourself right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, just looking at it, I was just reading it more as like, you know, I left it all in one piece, etc.
Yeah, gotta go, set sail for one piece. The name of the hentai with the.
I'm gonna be the very best.
Do we want to listen? I mean, this is probably an answer, self-answered. Do we want to listen to the game description or don't listen to the game's explanation?
What?
So this is the option we have. We have listen to the explanation, don't listen to the explanation of the game system.
Oh, don't listen to the explanation.
We can't read anyway.
I mean, I was...
Oh, can you read? Can someone read?
Oh.
Yo, the chibi gone is so cute.
It is really cute. This is the best game so far, just because it's adorable.
I say that we get this band translated.
I like how Killa just rolled out of your backpack and has cat ears.
What? He's like, it's like, what's his name? Nessico.
Nessico. R.I.P.
Oh, Sarah left. No, she's back.
I'm so glad that we're doing this episode via Discord, because otherwise this would be hell to stitch back together.
Oh, truly.
Yeah, this is
what's happening now?
I think we're making out. I don't know.
Okay, please to God, tell me you get into a match soon, because, like, man.
Yeah, these games are a lot less playable than the Yu Hakusho.
Yeah, the Yu Hakusho ones were obvious. It was like, it's a fighting game. Fight a dude.
Why is this going to be so complicated? Hey, sir.
I was just thinking, like, if most of these are like kind of.
Oh, she cut out.
Yeah, Sarah, you cut out. Okay, Megan, your turn. What were you saying?
This is who this is.
What?
Wait, Sarah, can you hear me?
You like cut out.
We can now.
Oh, okay. I was just saying how I feel like these games are slow because of, like, the style. Like, if it's an RPG, they really have to first show what the world is, who everyone is first, all the slow stuff before they get into the action. So I think that's why it hasn't really just, like, jump off. Like, oh, yeah, this is all for fighting. We're gonna go to a match right away.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think this is probably a much more apt genre than fighting game for Hunter x Hunter, just because, like, I think, yeah, Yu Hakusho is like, hey, it's a fucking action platformer fighter show, while Hunter x Hunter is like, hey, it's a tactics game.
Like, growing up and we played, what is it, Tenkaichi or whatever?
Yeah, Budokai Tenkaichi.
Budokai,
yeah. Budokai, things like that. This is what I wanted from it, because I wanted a little bit more story and not just like, alright, you're at the tournament now, like Street Fighter style.
Oh boy, do I have a game for you. It's called Legacy of Goku.
No, dude, play Kakarot.
Goku, my...
Or you could play Advanced Adventure, which is like kind of like a nice medium point where like you actually reenact a lot of the stuff from the show, but it's in a cute platformer.
DBZ RPG style, or is it, it's a platformer.
Yeah,
there actually is Dragon Ball games like that if you want to play them. They're actually really good too.
What the fuck is happening right now? Is that Hisoka that just showed up?
It looks like a...
No, the bomber.
No, this is
man. This is man.
Is this the fucking scissor guy?
Oh yeah, it is. It is.
Why does Killer King become a cat like every couple frames?
I don't even know who that is.
I'm gonna wait, Patrick, don't press forward. I'm gonna Google translate the name, see if it's someone we should know.
Nerd? Binault! It's Binault!
Oh yeah, it's Binault. Oh my god, yeah, it's Binault, the scissor guy who eats hair. The guy with the like weirdest backstory, where it's like his dad hates him. He eats hair now.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm thinking that I might rethink that I like Greed Island a bit.
Okay, to be fair, that's like the weirdest part of Greed Island, where there's just this like non sequitur serial murderer that they let go after torturing him nearly to death.
But you didn't do anything to us. It's like, bro, the one guy you probably could kill, and you should kill.
What about, didn't they let go of the bomber? No, they killed the bomber too, I think.
No, they didn't.
They don't kill the... No, they do hand him over to the cops. Which, you know, I'm usually not pro-cop, but in the case of him, you know, I get it. True. Okay, so yeah, here's what I meant by the Mega Man Battle Network thing. So this isn't active, so it's not actually Mega Man Battle Network, but it's a 3x8 playfield where you're just moving characters across and then having them like attack and shit. So this actually looks like something I would have loved to play back in the day if I could read it.
It's just
no.
A dungeon dice.
Did you just compare it to Dungeon Dice Monster?
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
So it's just like Duel Monsters.
Except less homoerotic.
I always, or more. Wanted to play that Mega Man Battle Network game, and I want to rewatch the anime too.
So wait, did you play Battle Network back in the day?
No, I just watched the anime, and then I had like a friend who had the game, but I never played it.
The battles are incredibly cool. Like having sort of like the random draw aspect of it's really cool. The problem with Mega Man Battle Network is that it is the most verbose, like terrible boilerplate JRPG storyline of all time. Imagine that combined with like Mega Man, so it's just like, this fan program is acting wrong, so there's no ventilation in this building, and everyone's gonna overheat and die.
It's like, bro, I don't need all that explained. I just want to get on the grid.
There we go. That's what I'm like, admit.
Like, so if someone made a roguelike version of that game, it'd probably be, like, amazing.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like how you're whispering.
I'm whispering now because my girlfriend's going to sleep.
Okay. I thought you just were super excited about that roguelike.
No, she's so, just like, I'm going to sleep. You know, just maybe think about that.
Not scream.
It's apropos to whisper when you start talking about a roguelike.
Yeah.
Was Hades a roguelike?
Yes.
I actually really like... We were talking about that. I actually really like Baroque. Have any of you ever played that game?
Baroque?
Baroque.
No, Baroque. Was that a PS1 or PS2 game?
There was a PS2 and Wii.
Yeah, I never played it, but it was like the first time I ever heard someone compare a game to Rogue, because I'd never heard of Rogue.
The original Rogue.
Yeah, the original Rogue. I'd never heard of it until, like, I think just, like, someone in, like, EGM was like, oh, this is kind of like this, like, ancient game Rogue, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
The OG roguelike. Well, it wasn't a roguelike, because it is Rogue.
Wait, Rogue was a game? I thought...
Yeah, Rogue was a game from, like... I forget if it's the late 70s or early 80s, but it's a dungeon crawler, and like, yes, Megan, it does eventually go back to D&D, because like, while it's not a party-based thing and it's not like social, like some of the model of like the way combat and stuff was done, and also the idea of the character archetype of a rogue
Yeah.
Oh, it's that rogue. Oh my god.
Like, the OG rogue.
Like from, X-Men?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, she's hot and southern.
I mean, that's all I wanted.
She was my favorite character. Her and, Elliot Page's character, Kitty.
Yeah, Kitty.
Oh, I was referring to the 90s animated series.
Oh. No, then she goes on to True Blood.
Yeah, Anna Paquin. I'm obsessed.
Everyone's favorite show.
I do love the cartoon of X-Men, just because everyone was so dramatic the way they talked. Yes. Especially Rogue, especially Storm.
Storm
was like, girl.
Yo, wait, real quick. Kiloa just died through Patrick's inaction.
Oh no.
I'm trying to.
You lost Kiloa?
I was trying to heal up, but they wouldn't let me heal up. I'm trying to kill this dude. It's not getting. Let me smoke him.
Also, why do you keep walking backwards and forward?
First comes Rock, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to punch this dude to death.
But I think that's what.
Okay, I think I'm dead.
Oh no.
I am dead.
Wait, do you have. You don't have Nen yet, because you just started it.
Oh, maybe it's like one of those things where I have to die.
Three islands, though. I think.
Oh,
he
right.
Has been.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Bisky comes in now. Maybe that was a battle you had to lose, and Bisky's like, "Oh, now you got a
tutorial."
Yeah. Oh man, that'd suck if your tutorial battle. Well, one, it sucks to do it in a language you don't understand, so you don't know you're supposed to lose. But like,
right.
Fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
Something in JRPGs. Yeah. Okay. Now you're gonna.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was a bit unfair. I literally could not heal up. So.
Are you controlling Bisky, or is she?
I'm controlling
Bisky. Character? Oh, okay. Because if she was a guest character and just smashed this guy, I would think it was the funniest thing on the planet.
Don't worry.
Like, can I smash?
Incredibly, yeah, masculine.
I mean, I'm used to it.
Okay, once we kill this guy, we need to switch games.
I'm gonna heal this up. I'm trying to find the heal up myself button. You use Nen.
This really puts your perspective on the pace of JRPGs.
Wait, aren't you at full HP? I think you're looking at your MP.
No, AP. I'm trying to raise up my AP.
Oh, it's probably not heal. I think it's like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I forgot what the button was. Punch this. I keep missing when I hit this dude. That's why I was losing. I don't want to make excuses.
Is frontality a thing? Like, if you get behind him, does it do something? Wait, did you just punch around a corner? Also, Bisky hits fucking hard. I guess that's canonically accurate.
Yeah. Dang.
Kiloa doesn't have Godspeed yet, though.
Bisky's damage animation, where her eyes just get huge, is very funny to me.
Can't hit him. I'm gonna try to raise my cap again.
Have you guys played Crypt of the NecroDancer?
I have.
Sounds really familiar.
Pretty bad.
It's a rhythm roguelike. I love it. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Okay.
The reason I bring it up is I feel this game could, you know, be helped a lot by being one, sets of music, and two, you have to speed up.
Yes.
It'd be fun if this is Crypt of the NecroDancer.
You know, I think a lot of games would be improved by being Crypt of the NecroDancer, like a Bomberman roguelike.
Crypt of the NecroDancer.
Yo,
that's one of most games is they aren't Crypt of the NecroDancer.
Truly. I really just need a Bomberman roguelike.
Is that a new game?
Oh, that'd be sick.
Wait, is what? Oh, Crypt of the NecroDancer is from 2015. So,
that's new.
Yeah. Yo,
10
Megan,
years old.
I was going to say, that was 8 years ago, just so you know.
I don't know.
But then the last decade
I'm
is new.
21.
That's fair. My cutoff for retro is 10 years earlier than whatever the current time period is.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. We've killed that man, so let's kill this game and switch to the GBA game Forbidden Treasure, which I guess it's a GBC game. I lied to you. Oh, this is one I actually wanted to play. This is the only one on the list that I'm like, this looks fun.
I need a...
Is that something that you can switch in place, or should we just keep recording?
I'm switching in place right now.
Yeah, well, they know about it.
Okay. Well, the next game, I'll just tell you guys a little bit about it. So it is Forbidden Treasure. It was made April 12th, 2001, developed by Konami. It's a quote-unquote adventure game, but really, I'm going to spoil it for you guys. It's made by Konami. It's just Castlevania. It's a Castlevania game starring the Hunter Hunter characters.
Okay, that sounds awesome, actually.
That's a little bit less frustrating.
but pre-Symphony of the Night Castlevania. So it's like Castlevania 1 through 4 and, like, you know, Rondo of Blood.
That was really good.
Yo, I love Rondo of Blood. I do think it's a really weird fucking game, though. Like, all the... Like, I only played through it the first time, like, a couple of years ago, and just, like, the finding Maria and all that stuff. And just how much you made that game easier. Like, it was fun just playing through the game in what was effectively easy mode, because I'm like, you know what? I don't need to put up with, like, classic Castlevania bullshit in terms of just, like, getting hit off cliffs and stuff.
That's fair.
How's it going with the tech thing? Oh, sorry, Lawson, go ahead.
I was just curious, like, what was the game of the year a decade ago? So I just Googled that. So a decade ago, Grand Theft Auto V, The Last of Us, and Bioshock Infinite came out.
I feel so old that was 10 years ago. That's insane to me.
Yep.
It's the Forbidden Treasure? One is stronger than that.
Forbidden Treasure.
Yeah, let me switch.
It's Game Boy Color.
It's Game Boy Color. Oh, that's Game Boy Color.
Yeah, I think I just put it in the GBA section because I was thinking in terms of, like, GBA can just play this.
Also, Injustice: Gods Among Us. Injustice: Gods Among Us, not
Among
the
it.
Other Among Us.
God damn it!
No, that was like 2016, I think.
All right, so it's gonna be which one it was again?
Forbidden Treasure.
Is that Kino no Hiho?
I'm gonna look that up. I think Hiho is treasure, but I don't know it. I mean, just do it. I think Kino is treasure.
Hiho is son.
No, Hiho. I wonder if it's just different kanji. The reason I know that is because there was a game called Treasure of the Rudras, which I think the name was Rudra no Hiho.
All right. Hopefully this will be much more playable. Genichu 5 means Hasuka. Well, can we not... People call them hunters. I'm just gonna skip that.
Yeah, man, these classic Game Boy Color visuals. Honestly, this looks really good for a Game Boy Color game. Because usually the color would not be this well done.
I mean, to be fair, you wouldn't be able to tell on an original Game Boy Color because, like, it didn't have a backlight, so you're not the light play.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you just had to put it under the worm light.
Forget the magnifying glass.
Yeah. I had the one that... Before. Hell yeah, dude. Castlevania shit, let's go.
Oh, yeah, finally, an actual game.
What are you attacking? Gon would never attack that.
He's a very abusive person.
Oh, what is he using?
A yo-yo?
Using his,
No, he's using the fishing rod.
Yeah.
Oh!
But it was blessed with the, soul of the dead lover of Leon Belmont. You know, that's the canonical reason that it has this power to kill the undead.
You know, these tree shapes are looking very,
chickens.
Yeah, that's what he's thinking.
What was the guy that did the extends?
H.R. Giger? Oh, you're thinking of fucking,
Cronenberg?
Cronenberg, yeah.
Yeah, those are some Cronenberg-ass looking trees.
Who's Cronenberg? I never really understood that reference.
Cronenberg is a director who made a bunch of movies, about, like, what if you had a second butthole?
And also, what if you wanted to have sex in a car with people in a car crash?
That's fair. Every time people bring up Crash and they mean the other one, I always think they mean that one. Just like, what if we just disfigured ourselves and had sex?
What if you could bang Holly Hunter in a car after?
What?
After you had an accident?
Don't worry, this is not a thing you should. Like, you're not gonna be quizzed on this later.
I can't believe.
I mean,
Patrick
I will.
Brought up Existence, by the way. How many people have seen that movie?
You mean
Patrick brings up Existence all the time, and he always like I always forget because he brings it up as Extends, and I correct him, and then he laughs, which reminds me like, oh yeah, he makes me fucking correct him every time.
Patrick, I love that you bring that movie up. I'm like, I saw that movie as a teenager, and I don't know anyone else who's ever seen it.
There's a podcast me and Joe listen to called May 64, and they did a thing called Bad Video Roundup, where they would go to a used video store. I forgot what the name of it was. It's like a Bookman's or something like that.
Yeah, it was in San Diego.
Yeah, they would get like really bad movies, and Existenz was one of them. And they're describing it, and I just why can't I move forward? Oh, there we go. That was weird.
Are you stuck in the mud? Oh, okay.
When let me move forward.
Wait, is this a new level?
Oh no, I died.
Oh, you died.
You died?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You fell. Yeah.
This is classic Konami difficulty, man.
Maybe go all the way to the beginning.
Try entering the Konami code.
Hold on. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right. I fucked it up. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
You might need to do it on the pause menu or some shit.
Up, down, down, left, right, B, start.
Okay, maybe this was a bad idea.
Isn't it B, A, B, A, select, start?
Is it B, A, B, A, select, start?
I've never played Konami game. I've never done it.
I love DDR.
I played on my controller because I was too lazy to stand up as a child.
To be fair though, that mat kind of sucked, so I don't.
The mat was bad. Yeah, the rolling mat. It's like not a real, you know.
Oh, it's definitely gonna fucking fuck up your joints.
God, can I jump, please?
Okay. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, I thought you fell to your death there. I was like,
jumping sucks. I feel like the AVGN. I found a box.
Wait,
thanks.
Oh, jump. It sounds like it feels like AVGN. Please tell me what your thoughts about this dog shit diarrhea game, please.
Makes you wanna puke. That's
it. I actually do like the visual effects on the background.
Oh, did I mention I met that dude? I don't know if I did.
I don't think you mentioned that.
I went to PRG.
Surprise me.
When I went to PRG, I met him and we just talked about Drew's.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
That's very, yeah, you're probably thinking that's very Patrick. We talked about the clown, though. The alcohol clown.
Oh my god.
Pretty fun. Why am I fighting zombies again? Also, how do I get more health back?
Can you use your AP for anything? Or... do you have, like, abilities?
Oh, yeah, health, I
guess.
I
wonder if you can later in the story. Like, I wonder if it's like he meets, like, Wing or some shit.
You need to learn, yeah.
It's not letting me use that health. Oh, it's AP.
Holy fuck.
Some health would be nice.
Good thing your attack stopped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't have just like a hit confirm, you would be fucking dead. Or a hit stun.
Nice. Nice troll.
Oh, fuck.
Classic, you know, Konami troll.
Yeah.
You actually have to get the freeze fishing rod in order to like climb on those guys.
Fair. I got the battery.
This is like, what if?
Did I just get a codex call?
Yeah, it does feel like you got a codex call. Holy shit!
Killua. Looks like someone has broken in here before. I don't know who dropped it, but I found the trunk with my phone in it.
Okay, does it feel like the script for this was written by people who fucking worked on Silent Hill?
Kinda. Oh, but didn't Killua just go to bed?
Cryptic and sort of eerie.
Well, it just scared me. It said, didn't Killua just go to bed? So that's kind of creepy. Don't know how to use it. No. Yeah, I'll call the Oreo. Call is bitch. Next. Okay, I guess we're staying in the air talking to
Oreo. I love that you're just in a cave taking multiple cell phone calls.
Levitating in the air, mind you. My god, can I get back to the plot, please?
He's probably telling you all about how cell phones work.
Yeah, intriguing. Thank you, Leoria, for all your information.
Wait,
he's
Megan,
telling you how to use your special moves.
Oh man, I hope that's true.
I feel like Darkseid Phil right now is skipping through all.
More treasure. Oh,
yeah,
my
I was
gosh.
Like, dude, you're gonna drown.
Oh my god.
Oh no. I just realized you're swimming.
How do I like cross?
Why do you jump on the frog?
I think you might need to come back here once you have swimming powers.
Yeah, that's probably class. Oh, the enemies respawned.
Oh.
Well, I'm dead as fuck, so...
Who the fuck was
that? Did he restart it?
Who was that?
Okay, new game.
Yeah, this game.
Is that Roland?
Mandela effect.
Yeah, Mandela. Nelson Mandela came and was like, you suck at this game, dude. Just like.
Oh, I thought you said Nandela. Is that what we call it in 100
years? I did because I misspoke, but that sounds good.
The Nandela GameCube.
Okay, the next one's Operation All My Friends.
Is that the Game Boy Advance one?
Yeah, this is GBA. I'll read out the vital stats while you look it up, but it was released March 24th, 2003. It was developed by Konami. It's an RPG. It's a simulation that's apparently boring. You play as a custom character.
Wow, that's fucking...
Was it in the description? Wow.
That's fucking amazing. That's a good sign. It's boring. Thank you.
It's editorializing, but it basically appears to be like a mini game collection set in like a cozy Animal Crossing like world.
I love that.
That sounds cute.
It does sound like kind of fun. I love mini games. That's my favorite part of most games. It's mini games.
Okay, the visual style of this is pretty cool.
Why can't I just pick through 5 through 9?
There's probably another page.
I'm hitting R. This is all I get.
Wait, if you press up and down, what happens?
Oh, there we go. Okay, I was waiting for that.
Oh, I thought you were looking up for 6-9. I thought you were going to do 6-9 so fine.
Do I have, like, the letter? Do I have, like, Romanji? I don't think I have Romanji.
I think you would have to do it in Kana, and then we'd have to figure out what's So and Fi.
We're just going to be 6-9, 420.
I think that works.
Can I hit okay?
If you hit start, what happens? Or if you hit select, what happens?
Nothing. Okay, there we go. That's weird. We're 20, born on June. No, or I guess the 9th 20th. Of...
April 20th. Do April 20th.
Okay. No, I did that backwards. It has to be... Wait.
No, that's a month. Okay. That's a month.
Damn it. Why the Japanese have to not be rude?
Hey, man, that's the moon. Goes... Sorry, Megan.
No, you're good.
Wait, is this the fucking Nen divination test, but it's a roulette wheel?
Yes.
This is so... Thing. Oh my god, are you an enhancer because you got the top slot?
Yeah.
This is how they figure out what hit house you're in, right?
I'll be enhancing that weed, if you know what I'm saying. Game sucks already.
I think your character accidentally looks like Olga. Oh my god, holy shit. Was this made by, like... Oh no, this was by Konami, but that menu system looked exactly like Golden Sun. To the point where I'm just like, wait, did fucking Camelot work on this?
Yeah, Camelot was like, you know what? Fuck Shining Force, let's win the Under game.
Dude, this looks like they just took the fucking sprites from Golden Sun and made them shittier.
It looks a lot like Golden Sun, you're right.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody looks it up and see if Camelot has credit on it. Camelot is...
Are you as lost as me when they, like, name out references to video games? Or do you know these games?
I do not know these games, so I'm a bit lost as well.
So Golden Sun was a JRPG series that I really like, but it's pretty much part of the reason that I think about the Roman Empire every other day.
I just think of 9/11 a lot.
Right. Yeah.
That's our Roman Empire.
Yeah, okay. Remember, guys, we're streaming. This is not editable.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Lawson wasn't here when we explained this.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. We haven't said anything really bad yet.
To be fair, Megan was here when we explained this.
This is actually a Hunter game. I'm slightly doubting this is a Hunter game.
I mean, this is a Hunter game.
You're like an OC.
Yeah, you're an OC. Do not steal.
OC, do not steal. My favorite.
Okay, so I will give this game this. It is very cute, and if the like mini games are any fun, this seems like it could be cute.
How do we get to the mini games?
That's a trick.
This honestly feels like a game that was targeted at like female Hunter fans, which is like really cool that they did that actually.
It's interesting how we have two games so far where you can make your own character, which for an anime series I'm kind of surprised this is a thing, because I always feel like when you go for like a very well-known series, you usually would want to play the characters that you're familiar with. So I find it cool that they made games where you can make your own. I wonder if it's just because Hunter x Hunter is so huge that people can easily imagine their own characters that they could play.
I could definitely see that. I also think the power system is so well realized that they're like, let's just play in that space. But like, then I think about this particular game and it's like, I'm 99% sure you do not use Nen for battle in any way. So it's more just like, you're right, probably just the world is big.
Also, I want to say that there's voice acting right now going on.
Oh, for real? Wait, how does it, like, please do an impression of how good it sounds. Like, is it
in English?
Oh yeah, please do not do it in Japanese. But...
Was us drifting. It stopped. Every time, damn it. Stop doing
it. Wait, what's going on?
Nothing, we keep going.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say though, like, how would you describe the quality of how the voice sounds?
It sounds like Animal Crossing voices.
Oh,
like,
so
you know, like in GameCube, like with the how scrunched that sound, it sounded just like that quality.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was that or if it was more like fucking Star Fox, like, good luck.
No, she's speaking Japanese.
Oh.
Sorry, he's speaking Japanese. That's misgendered Kurapika.
Okay, so, wow, there's actual voice samples. That's cool. How do they compare to when those, like, water wraiths from, like, Castlevania Circle of the Moon fucking explode when they scream?
Pretty better quality than that, actually.
Really? Because that's pretty high quality.
Sounds just like mono scrunched, bit scrunched up audio. It still sounds pretty good.
Also, this fucking transition is really cool looking, but feels a little too dramatic for, I don't know, walking through a hallway.
Oh, he just said Koryuwa. I understood that. Koryuwa Requiem.
Oh my god, wait, is this fucking, like, Kurta lore? I'm gonna look at Google Translate real quick, because I'm just wondering if they just wrote some fake Kurta lore. It is written that in Heartpick Village, since ancient times, there has been a creature with the same scarlet eyes as our card of... Oh! Yeah, I remember reading this. This is partially a game about Kurapika being like, there are people who look like the Karta here? Maybe there's secret Karta.
I was expecting when you said it's written, I thought you were going to say, it is written that only Link can...
I mean, it does kind of feel like that.
Fuck, I don't know what to say. Fucking...
One's a negative and one's a positive. The bottom one's negative.
Follow Kurapika, don't follow.
Yeah, you should follow Kurapika.
I'd never not follow.
I was missing Kurapika from the other games, to be honest.
Sorry, wait, what about Kurapika in the other games?
Oh, I was missing Kurapika from the other games, to be honest.
Oh, yeah? You missed one game where we had a choice between which of the main five we followed, and we just chose Hisoka because we're like, I don't know, we'll get up to something fucking stupid.
I was going to say five. Oh, Hisoka's one of them?
Yeah, and they grouped them weird, too, because they only gave you four options because Gon and Killua were, like, a package deal.
Which I guess makes sense for the Hunter exam, but still.
Yeah.
Is it me or is this art of Kurapika just really fucking bad?
I mean, I think it's supposed to be shocked, but just the art style. That many frames looks bad, yeah.
Alright, we accomplished nothing.
Are you not allowed to go into the fucking shrine anymore?
Oh, wait, go into the tree. What's that guy? Is that a dog?
It doesn't let me get in there.
Is it just like a pervert?
It won't let me get through the trees.
You need to use cut.
I only have broom.
Well, I think you need to trade your broom. You need to trade your broom for a sword or an axe.
Ryan, Kurapika freaking left.
Okay, talk to that person who's on the main screen, because, like, were they there before, the green-haired person?
Which one?
Go back, and then go down the stairs. There's a green-haired person who was walking around. No. Go right.
and just go down. I saw a green-haired person, but oh, there they are. Was that person there before?
I don't think so. Talk to him. Worst case, he just...
If they don't turn up anything interesting, then let's fucking switch to the next game.
I have to go down more stairs. Apparently you can't go across that. There's another green-haired person. Yeah, sure.
Oh, actually, this might be the last game we play right now, because I think all the other games are PS1 and up, which okay. We kind of said we weren't going to do. So, yeah, feel free to take a little bit of time about this. We could just talk about whatever the fuck while you
explore. We can do the PS1.
I think this one would have a long intro, because the next one that comes up is basically a mystery dungeon game, which means there'd be a huge thing where they're like, here's how you fucking go through a dungeon.
You know, save it for next time if you want to do that. I'm going to go whatever.
Oh, wait, okay, there's actually one called the Stolen Aura Stone, which I think will be more illustrative, because it's a real-time card battle game with custom character that sends you, like, along your way with a personality test.
There's a lot of custom character games for these.
Finally, well, the genre we asked for.
Yeah, okay, yo, real-time card battle, like, in Hunter x Hunter, that sounds so sick. Also, it has a very interesting release date that we'll talk about.
All right. Is it 9/11?
It's close.
I had a feeling.
11. I don't know what game I just picked.
Well, it's from Japan.
Uborare. What's the one we have to do?
Do this one. Aura Stone, yeah. Let's hope they load, because I know the PS1 core is not super stable, right?
For the unstable one.
Famous last words.
Yeah, that one loaded.
For real? Fuck.
There we go.
Hell yeah. Okay, this will be the final game we play. This one actually seems really cool. Like, between this and the, like, Castlevania game, these seem like the ones that I would want to play. And, like, actually the one you were just playing, while it's not my style of game, I definitely appreciate it. It seems like it was much better put together than many other things we've
played. Oh, can you tell me a little bit about this game, Milo with Volumes? It's uploading my user.
So, the Stolen Aura Stone PS1 release date, September 27th, 2001. Developed by Bandai. It's an RPG. It's real-time card battle. Custom character. You make a custom character with a personality test to make your Nen type. Player character whose village is attacked by the Phantom Troop, and you're picked up by Netero, and you play like a numeric/suited card game. And then I wrote very numeric in all caps, so I'm kind of worried what that's going to mean. I'm just imagining they're just going to have you do math.
Did you say do math? Meth or math?
Math. Mathematics.
Okay. I was like, hopefully we're not doing that.
Oh, did you not have presets for PS1?
I didn't. We should be good now, though.
Sounds good. I'm guessing this is a name. Alright, Patrick is naming himself Buttman.
Classic Buttman.
Oh yeah, wow, we're gonna need some translation.
Alright, let's see. What would you do if your friends were arguing with each other? One, take sides with the advantage, be on the side of your best friend, listen to the story, and come to mutually acceptable conclusions.
This is the personality test.
I'm going with my best friend. I'm ride or die. Alright, question number two! What would you bring out if you thought your house was on fire? Bring out what's most important to me, taking money or expensive things, or don't take anything away. So I want the money. Alright, question number three. I'm carrying an injured friend on my back. What if someone tells me to go? Oh, wait, go? What does that mean? Tells me someone to go? tells me to go. You mean like leave them there?
I think probably the injured friend is telling you to go on without them, and it's what would you do?
So I'll go with
you. Take them with me, go ahead without them, or...
Where do you tell a lie? Not... I like this. So, when you tell a lie and one of them is not lit...
Megan has to head out, or I guess she already headed out, but yeah, it was great having her back on, but hopefully you'll see more of her again in the future, but yeah, Patrick, continue.
We'll do not lit. Oh god, okay, question number 5. What would you do if you got into a fight with a friend? I'm guilty of it myself. Wait for other person to apologize, never speak again. Never speak again, obviously. Don't get in a fight with me.
Okay, that's really weird, weirdly inconsistent with being ride or die.
Listen, I never said I was consistent. Question number 6. When you feel like giving up on something, what is it that gets you back on your feet? Someone close to your different goals, hours. I'm going to go with hours.
This is a very erratic personality test. You're going to get specialist.
I understand your personality. This is my medical record. Strength, release. Oh, gross. Ingredients. I don't think
No. So I can tell you what those are. It's enhancement, emission, transmutation, specialization. What the fuck do they call summoning? Is it realization or conjuring? That's it. Yeah. Yes.
So what's the one I got? The top one.
What's your specialty? Let me look that. I don't think. Oh yeah, I guess that is your specialty. So the top one is enhancement.
Dang. You have to be an erratic, but man, with that enhancement, let's kill a what now?
So you're like Uv again, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's not that specialized, so he's a bit of an all rounder, but with like his primary strength being.
I'll bite somebody.
Okay. Sarah also has to head out, but thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, so this looks like it's something about your family getting killed, I guess.
Nice.
War crimes happening.
War crimes. Old man. What do you want, old man?
I have a feeling this guy's probably telling you how to get away and save yourself or something, but let me check.
Feel the aura from the Chaka? Gone, baby.
Oh, so it's saying that the Phantom Trooper formidable thieves who would steal the Aura Stone from you?
What, man?
That's unfortunate.
I understand now. What, man, saving the day. Give back the Aura Stone to the younger Yesu. All the warriors of Kashi Village were defeated by the bandits, only children elderly that weren't slaughtered her. For the only young man. Dang, why did I survive? It's great, Elder. I am the son of a warrior, like my father and mother. I will definitely get the Aura Stone back. And that's right. My previous parents were great warriors. I was worried about my hair. Same, dude. About my hair.
I feel that's probably not what he said. There's like no fucking way.
I was worried about my hair, too. I'm the same way, dude. I'm just gonna skip this. You don't need to get the basic gist. He's a sad emo kid. His parents died. And then he started an emo pop-punk band with an old dude. And named it Batalica. Got Kill the Tiger, dude.
Wait, what the fuck was that? Wait, was that someone just dressed up as a tiger who just punched you in the face? Or is it an actual tiger? Okay.
Find out soon. Oh, fuck. Six.
Okay, I'm really worried that like we're effectively playing like a Japanese traditional card game that we don't know the rules of and that expects you to know everything about.
Oh.
Wait, I'm gonna try reading what it says on the cards because maybe they're actually related to the Nen types because one of them looks familiar. Oh yeah, I think they are related to the Nen types.
Fine. Try that.
Well, you should find the one that most matches your... It is interesting how the graphics for the main character look good, but like all the UI looks kind of okay. Like the UI looks like it could have been on GBA.
Like how the fuck do I?
Yeah, this might be the stumbling block for this game because
What's our lowest time?
This feels like we're playing Mahjong in like just a really weird setting and therefore have no idea what we're doing. Wow, you were getting fucking murdered. I mean, maybe you have to lose and then some guy comes out and explains how to play.
Maybe, or maybe I just lose.
I'm really glad that's not as much of a thing in modern games anymore because that was like a terrible way of conveying story.
Yeah.
I got 6.
It was a big thing back then.
I beat his ass, I guess. I don't know how I'm gonna beat him. He's like has 93 health and I'm at 19. I don't know why this dumbass kid decided to fight this damn tiger, but I guess now he's gonna die horrendously. There you go. 2022. Go.
Yeah, you're gonna be fucking owned based on my not.
Oh come on. Okay, I'm dead.
To be fair, the tiger was the runner up at Duelist Kingdom.
God damn it.
I guess I am supposed to lose the damn tiger. I've learned my lesson, Tiger. We are best friends now. Now there's... Oh, speaking of Duelist Kingdom, there's the blimp from Duelist Kingdom.
Oh, that's fucking Netero's airship.
Oh, man. Could be Seto Kaiba. What do you think, Lawson?
No, I wasn't shaped like a dragon.
Oh, Netero's looking kind of...
Young?
He's looking very dapper.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the boy from Quest 64, RIP.
He just kinda... Oh, you mean the main character looks like the dude from Quest 64?
Yeah, that's what Victor R. said.
Oh.
Or nice, our one nice. Viewer. Thank you, Victor. Or second viewer. Thank Welcome, you, Victor R. We're playing Hunter games, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, sadly we don't know Japanese at an operational enough level. Like Megan knows the most of any of us, and even her was just like, I can read some basic stuff.
You Victor, do you happen to know how to play Mahjong or speak Japanese to a fluent level? I know it's probably
I don't actually think it's Mahjong for the record. I just think it's a meld type card game, which Mahjong is one of them.
Maybe we're playing Goongi.
No.
Oh my god, why is there so much text?
You know, I love that we're all like, why is there so much fucking text? But I'm thinking about, like, man, if we actually understood the language and played this back in the day, we'd be like, this is so great. I love that there's so much story.
Yeah.
Probably. I gotta learn all the rules so I can be the very best.
Then I would make, like, a deck IRL using, like, index cards.
And we'll play at the poly. I was like, hey, you wanna play this obscure game I imported for the PlayStation? I gotta import PlayStation and play it Hunter. Also, we should just play Forbidden Memories.
Holy shit, this is a lot.
I'm just gonna keep hitting the button until we... I took one Japanese class 7 years ago. Okay, Victor R is not gonna... It was worth a shot, thank you, Victor. Hopefully you enjoy us hitting the B button, skipping chapters. Well, I mean, the graphics are looking kind of fire.
Hey, yo, I was going to say for PS1, Graham, this looks great. That's not true, actually, but it does look interesting and, like, competent.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, yo, it's the fucking Gourmet Hunters. You're going to do the Gourmet Hunter part of the exam, I think.
Oh, we're doing the exam right now.
Or you might just be meeting... I think the names are Menchi and Buhara. I think that
would you like an explanation? Hell no, I don't want to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I'm not going to be able to understand either way.
I guess, yeah, unless we painstakingly went through every rule.
Yo,
what is happening? Oh, fuck, they actually show the canonical Hunter world map, so, like, yeah, Africa and South America are next to each other like that. What the fuck is happening right now?
Add a member? Okay.
So when I used to just like play random ROMs, I loved playing like Super Nintendo and earlier because it always felt like you could learn enough
while you were playing to like get some idea. Meanwhile, at the point you get to PS1 and like games are this complicated, I'm just like, I cannot possibly infer what the fuck is going on anymore.
Too many menuing.
This is a fucking tactics map. What is happening?
What is this game genre? Holy shit.
Hunter Hunter Tactics.
Okay, if there was a Hunter Hunter Tactics game, I would play the shit out of that, but what the fuck is this?
Deploy your units.
Playing some fucking Fire Emblem. Let's go!
Oh, it's fucking Catra from Gundam Wing.
Oh god, I thought the same thing. Is he gonna like rip up somebody's inventory?
Okay, that's Hero from Gundam Wing.
It look all the fucking same, dude.
No, Catra looks very different. Catra's like, hey, what if I had my very effeminate young version of Lawrence of Arabia?
Damn, gone.
But this time,
like...
I've gone the extra step of making him Berber and Arab ahead of time, so I can deflect the criticism of white saviorism.
But is he baby?
I mean, Catra is baby, and then he tries killing everyone.
I mean, that's the way to do it. You gotta play the guitar on the MT. And the book.
Lawson, did you watch Gundam Wing at all?
I'm not a huge into mech anime.
I know, but I just figured that it was like at the time where all we had was Toonami, so I was like, maybe he just watched everything at that time.
No, I didn't have cable growing up, actually.
Oh, okay, no worries. I was gonna say, so... Gundam Wing, I cherish it, but I think it's ultimately just a bad show, and I would be very curious to hear your fucking opinions of it, because like...
I know people love it, but... I've never watched it yet, so I'd be coming in completely with fresh eyes.
It's an insane show. It has like really high highs and just like the weirdest fucking lows.
I can't remember if Patak made me watch which Gundam he made me watch.
it was probably was it the one that's basically pro wrestling?
Yeah, it's the one where the one guy had a bunch of wives.
Oh yeah, that's G Gundam. You saw him fight Chibity Crockett, I guess, because Chibity Crockett.
What is going on right now, dude?
Representative of Neo America. What the fuck
is
it?
Fire Emblem.
I turned away from the screen for 2 seconds, and it really is just Fire Emblem.
Deploy.
There's no way he's. Come on,
why
let's
do
so speed that ass up, Kiowa.
There's no.
Oh, this is like Ogre battle.
Oh yeah, this is like Ogre battle. Yeah, where you have to just like send people out and they take forever to get places. But like, you actually meet up with people, is it a fucking card game? Is this fucking like real time strategy card game? Is that what's going on?
And if so, why? Why is that what's going on?
Game is like. Yeah, I guess.
You get next to somebody, you have to play them in a card game.
I really want to play Dark. I really want to play some Worldwide Edition. Oh, okay, I guess I'm in the battle now.
Random encounter? Yeah, you've got way more hit points than him. It's over.
Oh, yeah. He's
not
a tiger.
It's over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
That tiger was the runner-up at Duelist Kingdom, but this guy...
Wait, I wouldn't use all your cards. I would try matching them, or like either on color or number, and see if that gives you something.
Okay.
Oh shit.
I'll try this doing the. Should I do number or color?
Oh, it looks like it's number and color. Look at what he's doing. He's doing 0, 0, and 0, but with two of those being green and one of them being red.
Go 3, 5, 3. Five. 3 and 3.
Hey.
Just do those two.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Just try it. We're basically just trying to guess at how the math of this game works right now. So you have 3 and 3. It generates a 7. Okay, I don't know how to interpret that.
So you got a 13.
The colors must
have something to do with it.
So I think the colors correspond to the numbers correspond to your Nen type, and I'm wondering if we have to emphasize the ones we're good at.
Oh, you're a 1 specialist and he's a 3 specialist? Is that what?
I'm not sure. This is so puzzling. You guys know those, like, fucking... those
five. How's he getting all these fives?
Oh my god. I feel like you're about to die.
He's using Exodia, my ass?
It seems that way. Oh, he's gonna punch a fucking kid.
He did a special on you, I think.
This guy's probably hacking like in Yu-Gi-Oh.
So you got a zero, so I think that means none of yours matched, maybe?
Yeah, maybe that's it. So he has one.
But I don't know. I know that's because he had all fives, though. Yeah, maybe two, because two zeros.
Just random, dude.
Yeah, try two zeros, see what happens. We'll just get zero and be like, what the fuck?
He did three zeros, and he did...
Well, damage. This... What,
Okay, now I'm not
I have no idea what the fucking math of this game is. You know, just put all your cards in. Fuck it. I don't care anymore.
3, 4, 3, 2 Let's see if that happens. 13.
What the fuck is the... Okay. So what I was going to say is, have you guys seen those boomer math posts on Facebook where it's just like, oh, I have 2 tacos plus 3 bowling pins equals 43.
Yeah.
And then, like, they have, like, a system of equations and you have to solve it. But then, like, there's, like, always some sort of weird fucking stupid detail missing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these, and I count my blessings.
Yeah, I'm still on Facebook for whatever reason. But I was going to say, basically, that's how I feel about this game right now. We're just like, I have symbols. You have to figure out the math, and we're just gonna leave all the details out. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But like the guys that like forget the PEMDAS and they enter multiplication. Oh, it's 13. Oh, it's 13. Oh, it's 13. No, it's fucking 7 because
dumb idiot. I saw a geometry one the other day that I wanted to solve but didn't have any paper with me, and then I just saw I came to an answer that I'm like, oh, I definitely know that's the answer you're supposed to get. That's wrong. And like then I just looked through the comments and it was just everyone confidently saying the totally wrong answer and the person being like, yeah, that's not it.
It's about to be over.
I literally have not gotten a single hit on this dude. What the fuck?
How did we lose this fight?
We literally had so much HP. This guy got all sixes! This guy's some Mahjong motherfucker.
It is Ogre.
Dude, come on. He didn't have to style on us like that, dude. Come on.
That was pretty messed up, honestly.
Now we lost Victor. He was like, you guys suck ass at this.
Right. We just fucking game over. Okay, I'm good. I'm good on this.
Yeah, this game sucks, dude.
Okay.
It's gonna be like people yelling in the chat, no, you were supposed to do that. How are you so stupid?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely that kind of game where people are gonna be like, can't you do basic math? It's like, yeah, but
what's
like,
math,
if you don't give us the formulas, it doesn't matter.
I don't know what the math is.
It feels like high school all over.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening to the Spirit Hunters. Lawson, if you want to play stuff,
here.
Man.
Oh, sure. Yeah, listen to the Talking Naruto podcast and the Balling Out Super, wherever podcasts are found. Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. Patrick, do you want to plug anything, man? And by plug, I mean it's your show, too. Just fucking say it.
Yeah, go watch this Sega Saturn Shiro podcast. That's good.
Hell yeah. Anyways, please hit us up with questions, requests, or just to chat at our Facebook or Twitter at Spirit Hunter Pod. Heads up, check us out at patreon.com/spirithunterpod and join our public Discord where we'll be discussing the Shadow Hunter, UU, and much more. And as you guys know, the Yu Hakusho live action coming up, we're definitely going to have to talk about that. And I'm hype and worried at the same time, as we've discussed previously, but you guys get the idea. Speaking of the Discord, if you want to support us another way, you can help us by giving us a written review on Apple Podcasts. Each review gets us surfaced to tens or hundreds more people. And finally, today's intro and outro themes, it depends on whether I want to fucking edit those in right now, but they were made by Michael Shingo Crawford and Maddie M, respectively. Check them both out on YouTube. Also, big shout out to our editor, Tommy, who recently got married, as you may have heard earlier in the episode. Thanks to him, the rest of the crew can focus more on doing research and talking to Gashi. See you on the other side.
Thank you.